First matter on our agenda is the aforementioned extension of comment period in the draft advisory opinion 2022-14 for Google LLC. This represents a motion from my office. As I think my colleagues all know, the commission inadvertently noticed the 11th of July rather than the 16th of July as the conclusion of the statutorily mandated 10-day period for the submission of comments in this matter, which occasioned some confusion and was quite properly pointed out by one of the commenters who have already filed. Accordingly, I thought it prudent to exercise our discretion under the regulations to extend the time for comments. I chose the 5th of August because that represents the Friday before the open meeting at which I expect to discuss this matter. With that background, there's a motion in front of us, but any comments? Ms. Weintraub.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for presenting the motion. I'd be happy to move it on your behalf since the chairman doesn't usually move motions. And I also thought this was appropriate to extend the comment period for the reasons that you stated, but also because there seems to be quite a lot of interest in this one, and we don't want to cut off the public from airing their views to us before we have an opportunity to vote on the advisory committee.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Traynor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate you bringing this in front of the commission. And just for the public's knowledge, I was the one who objected to this extension, mainly because I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about the advisory opinion process, because I think the advisory opinion process is probably one of the best actions that the commission takes, and it's one that is underutilized. And I appreciate that Google has brought forward their request for us to consider. But I also have some concerns about how we deal with the advisory opinion process. You know, these days campaigns move at a speed that's, you know, 24-hour, 48-hour cycles. And we here at the commission tend to move in 30-day and 60-day cycles. And it's one where I think we do a disservice to the public, and we do a disservice to those that are regulated by Congress under the statute that we oversee by moving at such a slow process. Here, we're moving to extend time for a comment period where the public has nothing to comment on. We don't have a document out there for them to look at to say what our opinion is or isn't. The comments that we've received up to this point are, don't do this. And that may very well be the answer that we give to Google. It may be that we allow Google to do that, but we don't have a document out there for the public to comment on. So it's unfortunate that we're extending a comment period and not really giving a full view to the public of actually what it is that the commission is considering. And even when we do put out a document for the public to consider, we have, since my time here, we've had this bad habit of putting out a document, receiving comments on it, and then waiting until the last minute, including up to the beginning of the meeting. And my understanding in the past, we've even made documents public during a meeting that are alternative drafts. And so, you know, I think this slow, meticulous process that we go through, while it may be necessary, I think it's important for us to recognize that the regulated community is moving much quicker than we are. And while we have to get the answer right, we also need to be mindful of how quickly we need to move. Now, as you said, there was an error in our July 8th digest with regard to this. And so I intend to support your motion this morning, because, again, we have to get it right every single time, and we need to correct that. But I would like for the commission to be mindful of us moving more methodically through this, but quickly when we go through this advisory opinion process, because, as I said, I think it's probably the most important process that we have available to the public here. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Further discussion? All in favor? Or pardon me. Let's see if I can get my own procedure right. Commissioner Weintraub?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to make the motion first. I will just note before I make the motion that our procedures our aim under our procedures is to have documents out a week in advance of the meeting, and that would give the public more time to comment on the actual drafts. Right now, they're just commenting on the request itself, which is part of the statute that they have the opportunity to comment on the request. I think that, you know, it's always better if we can get the documents out earlier so that the public has a chance to comment. Deadlines have a way of focusing the mind, and if at the last minute where we are able to cobble together an agreement that can get four votes where there wasn't one a week in advance, well, then that's an improvement if we can give it an answer, even if it isn't out on the public record as much in advance of the meetings. I think we all would prefer. I'm perfectly happy to pledge to work with my colleagues to try and get those documents out earlier. Having said that, pursuant to 11 CFR section 112.3B, I move that the commission extend the public comment period for advisory opinion request 2022-14 until Friday, August 5th, 2022.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Weintraub. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you very much, all.